episode 16, Sweet 16, season 2. Glad to have y'all. Welcome back. If you're a first time listener, welcome. We love you already.
Please excuse any new nicknames that.
Yeah, all that's getting edited out. I'm trying to come up with some roots jokes, but they're not connecting. I'm not a stand-up comedian yet, but I work on it. I'll get there one day. We need to do like a Diapers and Doghouses, like a night out with all the guys and just rent out the AMC bowling alley.
AMF. Look, I was getting ready to say our football team went bowling today, and I sat there and I went, you know, I want to go bowling.
I want to bowl. I want to sit there in like the you know the microphone they have at the restaurant, like at the counter.
Yeah. Drive through.
I'm gonna sit on that and just do stand up. Not the drive through. At the bowling alley. No, say hey, come get your pizza. Lane 9, we got your pizza ready.
They upgraded. They talk to you through the little score machine now.
Ooh. Oh, do they?
Yeah, they upgraded.
I ain't been bowling. Ooh, AMF.
And that was like 5 years ago.
I haven't been there in a long time.
It shows how long since I've been bowling.
I think we were going to go there for Drew's birthday right when COVID hit. I'm like, man, I don't think it's a good idea. I think they were still.
I'm definitely down.
I don't think AMF ever shut down during COVID. They're like, keep it running, baby. All right, guys. What y'all learned this week, man? Christmas is soon approaching, man.
Woo! Communicate. Guys, communicate. Don't think because it's the easiest thing for you that it's going to be the easiest thing for your whole family. I thought I was being helpful, and then I realized I just wanted to think I was being helpful. Like, don't convince yourself of that, especially if you got Ella's got the nutcracker this week, so she's at practice all week. It's been crazy. Lisa's going to get it. That's why I had to cancel last night, because I realized that I'd had Lisa running back and forth.
Because you're a dad. That's why you canceled last night, because you're a freaking father.
Well, I need to go pick up Ella. So we need to give the wife a break from all that. So I told her
we're wedged in between basketball practices. So I'm running the basketball practice 2-3-4 times a week.
Yeah, these podcasts are hard to record for you, for our grateful audience.
It's okay though. We do it because we like it.
Yeah, I was about to say
a lot of sacrifice goes into this, guys. Just
we enjoy this.
Tell your friends to thank us. Just tell your friends about us. That's all we ask.
That's it.
Go. You learn anything new this week, man?
I learned that the closer we get to Christmas, the more my kids decide they want to push the limits.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I got to stick to the patience, the sifting through. I guess wisdom is a good way to put it. I learned how to be a little bit more mindful of creatively disciplining the kids.
Mm. We're going to talk about that later.
It's been a week, man.
Yeah, man. I ain't learned nothing this week, I don't feel like, bro. Get your rest. That's all I got to say, man. Get your rest, man.
Oh, I can tell you something I did learn.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this carefully.
Please.
But there's a lot of grown people in the world that can make the world a better place by simply following simple directions and reading. There's a story behind it, but I can't share it.
That's overrated.
Come on now. Just change the names.
Nah, don't share it, bro. Don't share it, man.
Look, until this pays the bills.
Exactly. Exactly. hey, it's gonna be a tell all, baby. No county safe. Man, but yeah. Get your rest is all I'm saying, man. Rest is wealth. I need to sleep more. You gotta make time. You gotta make time to at least get 8 hours. Try to get 8 hours at least once a week, bro. That's my new goal. Let me get 8 hours of sleep at least once a week.
I can't tell you the last time I slept 8 hours at one time.
Me neither. Look, I can't tell you I slept 8 hours ever.
I think look. I honestly average. I if I'm lucky, I think I maybe average five.
Yep, that's about me. I'm about five.
I try and get six. I try. Somewhere between five and six.
I know five's not enough. So I don't think six is enough. Mm-mm. We need to start getting seven and eights on a normal basis, bro. It just makes life better, I feel like, man. Just day goes faster, less groggy.
Shout out to your health. I got a sleep study next week.
Oh yeah,
try to go in there. Because I'm getting sleep, but man, it ain't doing it. So
my wife does a sleep study on me every night.
Anybody's ever even driven by my house while I'm sleeping knows I got some sleep apnea. So.
Well, according to my wife and sometimes my kids, I do too.
Nah, if you're not being a real man, you don't snore, bro.
Oh, I snore.
Let's name this episode Real Men Snore.
Real Men
Embrace the apnea. That's going to be the name of the episode. Embrace the apnea. I'm joking.
Leave, baby. Leave.
Yes. You get the little thing pulling your nose,
the breathe right strips.
Breathe right. Those things make me snore worse.
They've never worked for me.
No, yeah.
Oh no, I've tried the I know that work.
Change the air filters too. That's
ooh, yeah.
Shout out to my boy Jeremy Gaddy, man. I don't know why, but I'm sure he'll tell me like change the air filter, drink. It's like something he would say.
So we need to have him on to tell us all the maintenance.
We need to for sure. All right, man. Gov, talk to us, Gov, man. Gov, bringing the topics to the table, man. I love this podcast, bro. The greatest host. Oh yeah, first off. Shout out to my boy Josh Louder, providing us with books.
Absolutely.
Podcast for the book club. I can't remember the name of the book. Something about being a good friend or something. My wife's already read half of it.
No, has she?
Yeah, she just stole my book and just started reading all of it. I'm like, I might just let her summarize.
I'll get the Cliff Notes version from her.
Yes, I'm about to say I might let her summarize. Made for People. Why We Drift Into Loneliness and How to Fight for a Life of Friendship. That's what we're going to be doing this year for the book club by Justin Whitmill Earl.
I get behind that.
I need to be more friendly and all that good stuff. So hopefully it's going to make us better fathers and parents. So shout out to Josh for getting those books for us, man.
Yeah.
Truly,
it sounds like I need this because I think I'm in a season where I'm becoming less and less friendly.
Grant.
No, it's funny because at school I'm known as the mean administrator.
Scrooge. Are you Scrooge?
No, I'm the mean one because I suspend them. It is what it is.
I was walking down the hallway with a kid today, the other day, and he's one of them bad attitude, mean. I forgot we were going somewhere. And I got, calls were crowded. We get this in the hall and he goes, Mr. Ames, why does everybody like you so much? I said, man, all it takes is being nice to people, dude. Like you want coming here with that vinegar attitude. I was like, yeah. And then you wonder why ain't nobody saying hey to you, but they saying hey to me.
Yeah.
All it takes is a fist bump and a high five. Hey, man, what's up? Looking good.
See, it's a little different being a teacher versus being a parent.
No, I get all that. I get all that.
Because,
in your regular life, just we were covering that in my religion class recently, and that's kind of a common thing. The sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt you, and how hurtful that lie is of how much you can either make or break somebody's day by just being kind, just saying something nice to them. Just hey, I hope you have a great day. I hope your day's
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah, and I'm all about it. And that's the thing, because I try to stand in the hall and do that. But, somehow I'm still the meme. I don't get it, but it is what it is.
They're the suspenders. So,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I'm going to say something inappropriate anyways. Go ahead.
So, I had a thought And I'm sorry, there's kids running back and forth in my office with bouncing hey, basketballs.
Type the dog houses, man.
So it's real.
Name of the game.
Yeah, we not the fakers here.
But no, I started thinking, you know, I don't know why I had this random thought. And I think it was, I think what sparked it was the clip of the teacher and the parent. I don't know if y'all have seen it. I probably should have sent it to y'all. But the teacher recorded herself making a phone call to a parent talking about, you know, just saying, you know, I want to partner with you. I want some help.
Yeah.
You know, this is your child. He's not done X, Y, and Z today. Mm-hmm. And the parents on the phone going, that ain't my problem. And it kind of made me think going, okay. And then I started kind of going, okay, let's talk. You know, I talk, we and Zach, you know, this, we experience parents on a different level sometimes. But then when we think about us parenting and then thinking about how we parent and how we parent within our relationships, mm-hmm. How is it parenting with your, you know, with your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a friend of mine, we were talking about the video, and then what happened is we started talking about how we do things somewhat differently than our spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, huh, you know, just kind of thinking that naturally inquisitive mind of mine, and thinking about how that's kind of changed since we've had, you know, from the first kid to the second kid to the third kid. And so I just kind of started thinking, doing a little research and being me, and I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. You know, the parenting styles, because there's some times where, you know, I'm Captain Butthole, and then there's other times where, you know, I'm the, you know, cool, friendly dad. And so, you know, I just kind of wonder what do y'all see in terms of, you know, how have your experiences been as parenting? I found an article talking about the different styles of parenting. And there's four styles as recognized by the Mayo Clinic. Shout out to them. And of course, these same four kind of repeated themselves over and over again. But the four styles are authoritarian, authoritative, permissive, and neglectful.
Mm.
You know, if you go on and read an article, it says, you know, you don't have to just pick one and stay there and reside there. But typically parenting, you go through a cycle or interchange or move about these four things. So
mm-hmm.
So I want y'all to talk about it for a minute first and just kind of sit back and how does it resonate with you? You know, what do y'all see or how do y'all, where do you feel you lie most of the time? And then how do you move?
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
No. But you're the host. You go first.
I'm the co-host today, baby. I love it.
You're the host. You're the co-host with the most. So.
Co-host that weighs the most. So my first thought was, you know, thinking about my parents, you know, my mom, who was, you know, authoritarian for sure. And then my dad who I got my stepdad, you know, he permissive, you know, he wasn't, you know, they didn't spare the rod by any means, but they weren't like, you know, you're going to eat lima beans every night. You're going to shut up. Like, I knew some parents like that growing up, you know, they were very, you know, it's funny. You know, you look at a family tree, you know, the dad has his mom and dad, how they raised them, their parenting styles. Then the mom has her parenting styles and her two different parents and their parents, you know, their grandparents raised them a certain way. So you got all this like smorgasbord of different parenting styles. And I like the article because, you know, I never really thought about, you know, yeah, you may need to be authoritarian with one kid. You may get away with being permissible with another kid. Or what was it? Permissible? Not permissible. What was that one?
Authoritative. Let me show them right. Yeah, authoritarian, authoritative, permissive, and neglectful.
Yeah. Permissive. So, yeah. You know, different kids may, you know, you may get away with, you know, I would never, neglect should be never on the table, but.
Well, I think it's how you apply the neglect.
Well, I think it's on a spectrum too. I mean, you're
correct. Cause I think when neglect related. And neglect, I think neglect is a misnomer. It's a strong word. Because there are times where you just got to go let them soak in whatever misery they in for that little moment.
Yeah.
And then come back and support them. Because you can't You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't get in that. I think that's how you get spoiled kids, is where every time they go through some adversity, you rush in to save them versus let them sit there for a minute and mm-hmm. think and process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I do agree, but I also think you can flip it both ways. I mean, I think neglectful parents, I mean, you know, there's, you know, I've been in education. You know, you've heard those parents, like you were saying earlier, that's your problem. That's not my problem. And you're like, you know, all you're doing is giving the kid, your kid the freedom to screw everything up. Like, you're not being neglectful means you're not coming in, you know, permissive. And I don't think I would identify as permissive, but I can at least see where some people would come out that way. Being permissive means, and I think this is what you were talking about, you let them make mistakes, but then you come in behind them, yeah, and you don't let them, like, you don't let them fall to their doom from their mistakes. You let them, let them fall, skin their knee a little bit. Let them find out the iron's hot. Let them find out, you know, all that stuff. But at the same time, you know, this neglectful parenthood, and I do think we see a lot of this, that, well, you're not my problem. You're somebody else's problem now. Like, you ain't doing your kid any, and I think both of them, I think if anything, we should fall either way, either permissive or authoritative. I think authoritarian or neglectful, we're kind of hurting our kids.
Well, let me give you a little more context with this. So, according to the article, you know, authoritative parenting is often considered the ideal style for a combination of warmth and flexibility, right? It, you know, letting the kids know who's in charge, but then also explaining the decisions and choices. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about permissive, I'm sorry, let's skip one. When we talk about authoritative, this is authoritative parents have more family meals where the parents model eating behavior. So that's kind of, I'm living in the space of, I want you to see what it is I want you to do. Yeah. When we talk about permissive parents, these are the ones that kind of the conception is, or the perception is, parents might pride themselves on being their child's best friend. Yeah. Because they're always letting them go, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, giving them a lot of freedom. And then, of course, the authoritarian, strict rules, high standards, punishment for behavior. So I can tell you, for me, I think I go between, I think I spend 25% as authoritarian and the other 75% most of the time as authoritative. Mm-hmm. But you know, every once in a while you have to hit those authoritarian type of spaces.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And I would say that I'm probably I don't know the exact percentages, but same area. I would say I'm more on the authoritative rather than permissive neglectful. I don't really
do any of that. I'll keep it real. I definitely am, I'd say, like, at least 40% permissive. Is that the right one? Permissive. I keep thinking it's permissible. I'll give you an example, too. Drew had a project due.
Yeah, he and my big one in there working on one right now.
Drew had a project due, and for some reason that week, I wasn't on top of his, like, canvas or whatever. And so teacher sent a project, you know, project home on Monday. And Sunday, it was due the following Monday or something like that. So Sunday night at like 6 o'clock, hey, Dad, I got a poster I got to do and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, my first instinct was like, I need to beat him. But that's what got me in the position I'm in today. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to beat him. And then looking at the article, I'm like, okay, I should have just let him fail or turn it in late so he'll learn. But no, I hopped in the car. I went to freaking Walmart, got the poster. You want to save him just a little bit. We stayed up till 10 o'clock that night, putting together the poster, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So, because I don't want him to freaking get a bad grade, because even though he deserved it, you know, I had to bail him out. And I hope I'm not the parent that's like, oh, my kid got a DUI. Let me go pay for the most expensive lawyer.
But see, I don't think that.
I think there's a big difference.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. Let me clarify.
Like, what I mean by that though is that I think years from now, he'll have warm memories of that time. You know, me and Dad did the project at the last minute because, like, that's the good part of being permissive. Of like, as dads, we're always kind of viewed as the ones who are skating by anyway. Mm-hmm. And so letting the kids into that world, you know, it's like, yeah, come on, let's get this done at the last minute. Oh, man, it's me and Dad and do it. Like, that's a big difference between I got a DUI, my dad bailed him out. Like, he's not going to remember that fondly, but he will
all
remember.
Right, all right, yeah, that was terrible.
You know, my mom used to work on projects with me like that and yeah, last minute kind of stuff. And I have warm memories of that. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if I would connect both of those two.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was a terrible connection. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
But I get what you're saying.
But I get the fear that you have.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think you're going to be there because you'll know the space when you want to let them fail. And it, mm-hmm, you know, it's spaces where, like, this project, that's a huge point, you know, because again, shout out to my wife because she's in there right now working with my oldest one on his project that we more or less. We've been on them all week. Hey, man, what you going to do about this project? yeah. What you going to do about this project?
Yeah.
When you going to make this poster? Well, waiting on y'all. And then, I promise you, that was just last night. So,
yeah,
here we are. Yeah. But then, you know, so you think about how you are as a parent. Then what's the dynamic with your spouse? Because how does that play? Because, you know, coming into a relationship or marriage like this, because I can tell you when we had the oldest one, me and Tiffany kind of had to find our groove, mm-hmm, and I guess it was like really learn how to play off of each other and who's going to be what in what space. Because mm-hmm, there were some times we had to kind of talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mine, you know, y'all know about my childhood. I talk about it enough, but you know, so my whole thing is like, I'm going to give my kids like what I didn't have. And my wife, you know, she had a great family, you know, structure and, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters. So it's hard to like, you know, drink, chill out with, you know, you don't got to get them so much on Christmas. So you don't got to, you know, buy them the, you know, expensive pair of shoes. You can, you know, scale back a little bit. So we definitely have to have talks and conversations about it. It's never been like a huge, like, knock down, drag them out, fight about anything. But, you know, as long as, you know, Christians for sure. So, you know, God's got to be first about almost everything we come to when it comes to parenting. But, you know, luckily we're on this, I wouldn't say the same page, but at least we're in the same chapter, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing, because it goes back to what Zach opened up, what he learned this week. It goes back to the communication piece.
Yeah, I mean, and before you have the kids, communication, like,
yeah,
because maybe y'all need to have kids. If y'all are so extreme, like, don't have kids. That's okay. I wish people knew that was okay to not. You don't gotta have kids, bro. And y'all might disagree, but
I got my best friend and his wife. I was just messing with him the other day. I think he just turned, or no, he hasn't turned. He's getting ready to turn 43, I think. And you know, we were just like, all right, dude, y'all been married 10 years. What's up? And he's like, it ain't happening. And I'm like, I respect it. And there's a plethora of reasons. It's not that he doesn't, because I honestly think he and his wife would make phenomenal parents. But again, there's some other things that he's just like, nope, don't want to bring a child in this world for that. You know, because of the way the world, how society actually is, oh, he's fearful of that. You know, mm-hmm. You know, other things, you know, other little things that he can't control that would influence a child. And I completely understand it.
Yeah,
because he always says, my hat's off to you, man. You are a father in today's society. Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah. You got anything? Wrap it up, YBA.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, there are some folks, but I do think too, a father in any society is going to be tough. I mean, every generation has its challenges, but you're right. I mean, like, there are just a lot of people who, like, this ain't for you. This you don't need kids, because
yeah, I know.
I mean, ultimately, You know, when I think about all four of them, I mean, all four of them can work with a loving parent, right? Again, I'm not saying I'm going to do all of them, but you know, they can all work, and every spouse is going to come to it different. You know, Lisa's family, and I think a lot of ours have to do with the way that we were raised. You know, it was my mom and my dad and me and my brother. With Lisa, there was five of them, which I always say, once you get past two, you out of man coverage, you in zone now. Oh,
man, what are you telling?
And look, you get a lot more authoritarian, right? I mean, I think you would think that your authoritarian streak probably comes from having more. But you have to. That's not a, ooh, I want to be mean. That's a, look, I gotta set the zones of where you are not allowed to go.
Well, and you're correct, because I also understand that my youngest two are watching the oldest one.
Yeah.
Especially the middle boy. He is watching the oldest brother because he wants to emulate everything he does. Mm. So I gotta make sure that I'm doing the right thing by example, but make sure he, for lack of a better phrase, stay on his neck, not literally. to make sure that he's doing the right things and leading by example, because it's kind of, in a sense, it's almost unfair to be the older sibling, because you know you're kind of stuck with that pressure. Because that was me; I was an older sibling, but nobody communicated to me, hey, he watching you, do you know, protect him, watch, do whatever. I just kind of did what I did. But with him, I'm having to go, because again, society is way different than what it was when we all came up. You know, I'm having to make sure that he's above influence and having the conversations about being mindful of who his friends are, and you know what a true friend really looks like, and you know, folks talking about him and that kind of stuff. So you know, I'm having to help him navigate some things that I don't know if I necessarily had to navigate.
One more time, praise the Lord that we did not have social media when we were kids.
Oh my God. Lord. I can tell you now, I probably wouldn't have been a teacher.
Oh God, it could have been awful. It'd have been so bad. Oh, it'd have been so bad.
But I can't be the only one. I know I wouldn't be the only one.
No, I have so many opinions that I'm glad I never made it to the internet.
Good Lord.
Oh God.
I wish that on me. All right, man. I love that topic, man.
That's a good topic. That's good.
Y'all want to do questions?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, let me log in. Sorry, I should have been logged in.
I'm always excited for questions.
I love it. That's my favorite part. I don't know what y'all think, but I love our questions.
We got
also, I'm gonna put this out there, y'all. I'm gonna put this out there for everybody else. If y'all got something y'all want us to discuss, and I mean literally make a show topic out of it, send it in,
please.
We want to give y'all what y'all want to hear.
We do requests,
please. All right, we got five questions.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
The loader is up.
Five. Yep. All right, let's see. First one is from Rudolph.
The red nose reindeer.
What's your favorite Christmas carol and movie?
Oh, this movie is easy. We just said it.
It's gonna be a movie podcast soon, which I wouldn't mind. You know me. Go ahead. What's your favorite movie? Christmas movie.
Favorite Christmas movie, easy, is the old school Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. and I'm talking about when I looked at it, this thing, that little stop motion movie is older than my mom.
Yeah.
But I've always, she's always, I guess, because that was her thing that she watched, and then she watched it with me, and now I'm watching it with my kids.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite. Now, as far as Christmas song, it ain't Christmas until I hear In My Mind. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Mm. Silent Night by the Temptations.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. You got it.
That's a good choice.
That's a great choice.
I go mine. I'm going to go with the modern classic, Home Alone.
That's Tiffany's.
But when it comes to music, I am super old school when it comes to music. O Come Emmanuel is my favorite
one. That's a good one.
I like a little classic.
Would you call Kevin's parents neglectful?
They're the worst parents ever.
Twice.
I know that.
I don't know. I'd argue against the parents on Cocomelon.
Cocomelon. Well, no,
we can do that. We can do Akai's parents too. But.
PJ Masks got the most neglectful parents ever, bro. Them kids out there in the nighttime.
We don't even know.
Have you seen Cocomelon? Their baby JJ is out running around with lions and tigers and bears by himself.
By himself.
PJ Masks got here in the middle of the night fighting Romeo and whatever the other one's name is. Night Ninja. I fight Night Ninjas, bro. These kids out here at 3 a.m. Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Oh, what's your movie and song?
My favorite movie is... it ain't my favorite, but we just watched one the other night with Ludacris and somebody else. It was actually pretty decent.
Is it the one with Eddie Murphy and DC Young Fly?
No, that was terrible.
Oh, okay.
That was terrible. It's a new one on Disney Plus, I think. It had Ludacris and Lil Rel. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty funny. My favorite is what's the James? What's the old black and white one? A Wonderful Life. It's A Wonderful Life. That's my favorite. If that's a Christmas movie, I consider it. We watch it every Christmas, so I consider it a
Christmas movie. Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Eric, man. We used to get our wives together and watch It's a Wonderful Life every year, man.
Yeah.
And favorite song. I would say that Run DMC, bro. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
I'm telling you. I'm in the kitchen. collard greens.
Man, I read. See, y'all know Donny Hathaway's song that's on This Christmas, which is like, I think it's probably the best song ever out of any genre, any holiday, whatever. It's an amazing song. Yeah. First off, I didn't know he was dead. And then I didn't know how he died. And when you find out how he died, it's like, this is the saddest freaking song ever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can do research if y'all want, man. I don't want to talk about it.
Look, I'm prepared to be sad now.
Dude, he died tragically, bro. And it was like in the 70s. He's been dead. I went to Google and like, I want to see if he's still out here recording, still making music and still performing his song. Man, he died like 79 or something. I'm like, what the heck? That song is amazing, though. This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Anyways, absolutely. Let's get to the next question. Thank you, Rudolph.
Absolutely. I love it.
I love the movie questions. Next one is from Melissa. Thanks for the convo with the dietitian episode. I needed that encouragement. Danya was so informative, and your questions were great. Thank you, Melissa. I found a question for me. Thank you, Melissa. I usually get neglected in these questions. Yeah, shout out to Danya, man. I need to re-listen to that because I've been slipping the last couple of weeks. Shout out to Danya.
Man, it's the holiday season. You probably gonna slip for 3-4 more weeks.
I gotta get right, man. All right. Next one is from Arthur. Falcons are number one in the South. Yeah.
Somebody's gotta be.
Somebody's gotta be.
Hey, we'll take it, my boy.
We'll take it however we can get it.
Right now.
That's funny. This question's going quick. I don't want to go that quick. Next one's from Paul. My wife and I are looking for good books to have our 13-year-old son read to break the screen time up. Any suggestions? All right, that's it. You, YBA.
Oh man, 13. Look, I mean, it depends on what he likes. I mean, you can't beat the classics. Try out Harry Potter, try out The Hobbit. I mean, look, they're popular for a reason. Kids love them. The movies are good.
Yeah.
I would say Harry Potter and The Hobbit. You know, if he's not really into like fantasy type stuff, I mean, that's fine too. You could get him into authors like Jerry Spinelli, Judy Blume. Shout out Super Fudge and Judy Blume. although that might be a little young for him.
Yeah.
But you know, typically I would start them out with some good old fashioned like that Harry Potter or see what he thinks. Yeah. You may reject that, but honestly, it's not even about one book that you can recommend. It's one book to get your kid reading. Kids are so different the way they think. It could be Captain Underpants. It could be comics. It could be find something they like reading and then go from there. But read broadly, honestly. That's what you need to do. I love the Hardy Boys. When I was growing up, like I read every single Hardy Boys book that was ever written. So
I remember at that age, I was a Goosebumps guy.
Man, I love me some Goosebumps.
What about the Boxcar Children, bro?
Oh, I forgot about those.
I'm thinking a lot of those. Those are probably, it's funny trying to think of genres and ages, but.
Yeah, it's not too young.
My problem was that I was reading adult books at 13. Shout out to Prejudice. I was reading Stephen King and Michael Crichton, Jurassic Park when I was 13. And those are not kids' books. But I mean, there's lots of classics too. I mean, Charles Dickens.
Yep.
Is weirdly accessible for kids. I mean, he's all about growing up, got nothing. I mean, if that's the story of stories, that's the story we all identify with, right? It's the story of ain't got nothing, trying to get there. And, you know, a lot of that classic stuff is still built for kids.
Yeah, man. Good luck, man. At least you're on the right, at least you come to the right podcast for those kind of questions, man. All right, this is the last one from Dolly. Love the podcast, guys. My husband went to school with you guys and speaks highly of you all.
Oh,
he's a liar. Two out of three. I've been feeling insecure lately and went and want my husband to stay attracted to me. How do you and your spouses keep the fire hot? All right, that might be the wrong podcast for that, Dolly.
Yeah, that's a spicy question.
That might have been our first podcast suggestion of the night.
This ain't no freak show. Hey, man. Keep it hot, bro. Take some time apart, man. Mm-hmm. Take like a day. Take like a day or a couple days away, man. Come back. That thing gonna be piping hot, baby. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, lingerie helps. Lingerie helps. Keeps your man, you know, invigorated. Is that the right word? You know, I suck.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's a good descriptive word.
I would say too. We're aside from that, communicate, talk, and don't talk at him like. Mm-hmm. Try and foster conversations with him. Like,
yeah.
Ones where he can talk and feel like he's being listened to. Because regardless of guys acting like we don't like talking, like we like it when people listen to us. We like it when we feel like we're the experts on things, even if we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Let us feel that way.
Yeah, right? I'll deal with that. Just ask. Just simply ask. Because I'm again, don't try to be a mind reader. Just ask, and have a frank discussion, and then y'all move from there.
There's no magic bullet ever. There, it ain't an outfit you can put on, a thing you can say, a song you can play. Like it's all of that with the good intentions, right? If you got the intentions of wanting to reconnect, and you make that clear. Then hopefully your spouse will respond and you guys will figure that out together. It's not a thing that you have to or need to be the only one to have to, because you know, if you're not feeling that, then he's probably not feeling that. Then it's up to you both to kind of rekindle that and to make neither of you feel neglected.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like it.
Yep.
Me too.
That's it, guys. Episode 16.
Another one down. Let's get it.
Made it.
Ready for that book club next week, baby.
Next week. Hey, I'm gonna come by. I may come by this weekend. Pick it up.
Yeah, I might meet up with you guys. We'll figure it out, man. All
right.
We'll do that.
All right, guys. Love y'all.
See you, brothers. Love y'all.
Be easy.